We've all known for a long time that the West is deliberately trying to provoke World War III with Russia. And the latest example of that comes out of the UK, which has just announced that they're going to be deploying depleted uranium rounds, these are tank rounds, in the war against Russia in Ukraine. Now, depleted uranium is internationally recognized as a weapon of mass destruction. It's a high-density alloy, very high density, I think twice the density of lead, something like that. And so they use it in tank rounds, which, because of the very high density and mass of the DU, the tank rounds are able to penetrate enemy tank armor very effectively. They can penetrate even, you know, concrete bunkers and, of course, buildings and hardened targets with ease, relative ease, because the velocity of these combined with the high density of the DU is so effective. Remember the equation I've mentioned here before, kinetic energy is 1/2 mass times velocity squared. So obviously the higher the mass, the higher the energy, but also with extremely high velocity coming out of a tank, and these rounds, they fly more than a mile a second. I don't know what the exact muzzle velocity is, but it's crazy high. These things carry an enormous amount of energy, which is imparted onto the target. So from a military perspective, depleted uranium rounds are very, very effective. However, they are slightly radioactive. And when you use them, you create DU particulate pollutants, essentially. You basically blanket the area with dust or DU dust that is radioactive. People breathe it in. And then they get lung cancer. Not immediately, but down the road. It takes a few years. This is why a lot of, frankly, Gulf War vets ended up dying from cancer. I mean, it's one of the reasons. Also the vaccines and some other exposures. But depleted uranium was one of the reasons. And DU was used on Iraq. And because of that, Iraq to this day still has DU pollution that no one has bothered to clean up. In fact, the Western press has basically whitewashed the whole issue because, you know, when America uses weapons of mass destruction, oh, you're not supposed to talk about that. So you're supposed to just say, oh, Putin's bad, Putin's horrible for all kinds of reasons. But when America uses weapons of mass destruction, don't talk about that. Or in this case, it's the UK. So just to be clear, the UK has said they're going to send DU rounds into Ukraine. But so far, the United States has not said that, to my knowledge. However, they may, but the UK says for sure. So the UK is going to send these in. The tanks, Western tanks, you know, the German Leopards, and I don't know what all tanks are operating over there right now, but there's more tanks coming, you know, Abrams tanks and so on. And I think these are 120-millimeter main gun rounds. Some of you war buffs, you may know better than I. Is it 120 millimeters or is it 105, I forgot the exact diameter. I think it's 120. But these are going to be shot all over then the Ukraine battle zone. And that's a crime against Ukraine. Because, well, the DU that's left behind is going to continue to contaminate the Ukrainian farms, the Ukrainian cities, the people, the air, the environment, the water table. All of this is going to be contaminated with DU residue. Because of the West. So it's kind of like when America blew up the Nord Stream pipeline, committing an act of war and terrorism against Germany, against Western Europe. It was like, gosh, you know, with friends like this, who needs enemies? And then now the UK is going to use a radiation fallout or pollution type of weapon. I don't mean it's a nuclear weapon, not a nuclear detonation, but there's radiation pollution. They're going to use that in Ukraine. And then, of course, when the West pulls out of Ukraine, which is coming, trust me, the West will pull out of Ukraine just like they did Afghanistan. They're going to leave behind a shattered, polluted country, just wrecked. Because, of course, Ukraine is serving as a proxy for the West to try to harm Russia. And just like the West never cared about Afghanistan, never cared about Iraq or Kuwait, the West doesn't care about Ukraine either. They're just using it as a proxy. And when they walk away, they're going to leave behind all this DU pollution, which the Ukrainian people will have to deal with for generations to come. Now, DU radiation, which again is not intense, it's not like cesium-137 being found on your back porch or something. It's a low level of radiation, but because it can be dispersed through the air as a fine particulate dust, it can very easily lodge itself in people's lungs. And then that radioisotope is continuing to emit whatever decay particles it emits, I don't know, alpha particles or whatever it is. That's happening inside your lungs, and you're being exposed from that day forward, and that's how you end up with cancer. Well, this causes chromosomal damage, i.e. DNA damage in the cells of your lungs. Well, guess what else causes DNA damage? The spike protein. So all the people who have been exposed to vaccines or vaccine shedding, which will very likely include lots of Ukrainians, by the way, because the vaccine was being pushed there for about a year, even before the Russia war took place. Well, those people already have compromised chromosomal repair mechanisms, or what I've mentioned before called NHEJ, which is an end joining repair technology, you could say, a biotechnology that's natural, that exists in your cells to repair DNA damage. Well, that is being compromised up to 90% by the spike protein. Then on top of that, you get exposed to depleted uranium fallout. Now you have another source of DNA damage that your body can't repair. And so the end result of this is going to be, of course, people who have crazy runaway cancers that the body can't fix, you know? And so you're going to have skyrocketing cancer rates in Ukraine that probably go way beyond the skyrocketing cancer rates that you're already getting across Western countries due to the vaccines and the spike protein. So you see how much your Western governments just love you? Yeah, right. Actually, they love you to die. Everything they deploy is another weapon against humanity. It's another weapon against the environment. I mean, we had the dioxin fallout from the East Palestine train catastrophe. And of course, the EPA says, oh, it's all safe. It's all good. Go on back home. Even children and pregnant women, it's all good. Don't worry about it. Yeah, really. In the same way, they're going to be firing depleted uranium rounds at Russian targets at Ukraine, and they're going to say, ah, nothing to worry about here. Yeah, they're going to fudge the science. They're going to push censorship. They're going to order big tech to crack down on anybody who tells the truth about DU. And they're going to cover this up just like they've covered up every other crime that's been carried out by the Western empires throughout the history of the world. And frankly, most of the world is sick and tired of it. Most of the world is fed up with Western imperialism. You know, for over 100 years, it was the British Empire just running around looting and pillaging and assassinating and doing whatever they wanted and enslaving people. I mean, this was the whole, I mean, India occupation scenario. It was a British occupation. Well, the British Empire has now collapsed into almost nothing. They don't even have a military that can fight, that can defend their country. They only have one aircraft carrier. I think it's called Queen Elizabeth, and it barely works. And the Queen is already dead. And frankly, the British military is dead, too. They won't last a week in a battle with Russia. You know, the British Empire is almost done. Not to say that the City of London doesn't still exert financial control over the United States and the rest of the world, but with the financial collapse that's coming, that has already begun with Credit Suisse, we're going to see the total financial collapse of the Western banking system. So the British Empire's done. Western Europe, as we know it, is history. It will collapse. But the United States is also another empire that the rest of the world absolutely despises, because the U.S. is a bully, runs around the world bullying everybody, saying, oh, you have to use our dollars to trade in oil. You have to take our loans. You have to use our contractors like Halliburton and whatever. Oh, you have to host our bioweapons labs in your country. You have to run these germ experiments. All these things. Oh, you have to host our naval base. You know, this is what the U.S. empire does all over the world. And the world is sick and tired of it. All these other countries, they've had enough. And that's why the backlash has already begun. These countries are joining the BRICS nations. And I'm not saying that China isn't a bully. They are. They're one of the worst bullies in the world, maybe worse than the United States. But people are so tired of the U.S. bullying that they're joining China, Russia, you know, the BRICS nations, India, Brazil, and other nations. It's going to be Iran, and it's going to be, you know, Turkey. It's going to be North Korea. It's going to be the largest trading bloc on the planet. That's what they're joining. And as they do that, the dollar will go to zero. That's the near future. The dollar will be worth exactly zero. And not hard to see this coming. And every time a Western nation does something incredibly irresponsible, such as deploying DU rounds, probably out of desperation because the West is losing this war with Ukraine. They're just desperate. Like, what magical secret weapon can we drag out of the closet here, you know, that might change the tide of the war? So they think, DU rounds, you know, they pull that out. Try that. Try to destroy Russian tanks. But it's not going to work because Russia has the industry, the manufacturing base to build more artillery rounds and tanks and cruise missiles and hypersonic missiles and everything else. The West has lost its ability to produce. Not only has the West lost its damn mind when it comes to transgenderism and LGBT themes, it's trying to shove that down the throats of all the other countries in the world, which nobody wants that, especially not the Middle East. You know, I mean, not even Central and South America, because they're mostly Catholics. They don't want their children mutilated by the transgender kooks, you know, all the surgical freaks that are cutting off genitalia. Nobody wants that. And that's become the diplomatic policy of America, is like, here, use our dollars and then mutilate your children. That's what's actually being pushed by the State Department and the National Security Council. It's insane. So, of course, everything that the West is doing here is just making the West look more and more like villains. And it should be no surprise that this is a desperate act by the UK in this case, but it's indicative of a pattern of desperation among Western nations that are very nearly obsolete. Their currencies are nearly obsolete. The British pound won't last long. The euro won't last long. The ECB won't last long. The dollar may last a little longer, but it won't last either. The dollar will be worth exactly zero. The United States of America, as we know it, will collapse under hyperinflation, debt, war, you know, social collapse, insanity. The United States of America will become a third world country, or it will just cease to exist. It'll just fall like the Soviet Union Empire in 91. So folks, this is where we're at. This is an honest assessment of where we are at in the world right now. And it's not a pretty picture. There is no good outcome here for the West. No wonder they're using desperate weapons at this point. And who knows, the West may try to use nukes. Not Putin, but Western nations. Because of their sense of desperation, there's nothing left. The West can't really deploy a fighting force. The Western nations can't beat Russia on the ground with tanks, can't beat Russia with artillery. You don't have anti-air defenses against Russian cruise missiles. You don't have enough fighting personnel to beat Russia. And frankly, under the woke Pentagon, the fighting forces of the United States and also in Britain, especially the younger troops, have become, you know, woke. They've become all libtarded up, basically. You know, snowflake soldiers. The young ones, not the older ones, but the younger ones. They're by and large, they're weak. They're out of shape. They can't pass the physicals. They're dumbed down by the public education system. They're afraid to actually engage in combat for the most part. They're not good at anything. They're not good at disassembling rifles and cleaning rifles or running anything. They're not capable of sustaining a war. If it wasn't for the older soldiers in the military, I'm going to say 30 years plus, the U.S. military or the British military would be completely dysfunctional. Nothing would work. And even right now, things barely work. Wait till the snowflakes take over the positions. It's going to be a cluster bleep beyond all imagination. So yeah, Depleted uranium? Not surprised. What else will they come up with? Probably nukes. We'll see. We're living in insane times.